In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. I think I have to come down here because like the first six rows are empty today. So I'm gonna come over here and be a little closer to all of you. So I was thinking about this morning's sermon, and I was thinking about this father, and I began to think about my own children. And the one I kept thinking about was our little Lukia. And I'm going to tell a story about Lukia for a couple of reasons. Number one, because she's the youngest and she still likes to have her name be mentioned in my sermons. And then the other reason is because Lukia, when she was really little, was a cute little child. Those of you that remember us when we first came here, when Lukia was 18 months old, I would come out here and I would speak. And where would Lukia be? Behind my robes, underneath my robes, in my robes, all over the place. She was also one of our children that was extremely strong-willed. I remember when Lukia was about 18 months old, maybe two, she learned two very important words. The first word that Lukia learned was I. It's good. The second word was do. And she would put those two words together and form a very simple sentence, which was I do, which was more of a statement. So, anytime we would feed Lukia, she would grab the spoon and say, I do. Anytime we would try and do anything, Lukia would say, I do. I remember one time I was trying to unlock a door. Lukia took the keys and said, I do. Another time we were at a restaurant and I tried to put Lukia in a high chair and Lukia looked at me and said, I do. I said, fine, you do it. So she began to climb up. About halfway up, Lukia gets stuck. Now, Lukia now has an opportunity to learn. She can do one of two things. She can throw a tantrum, which she's did before often, or she can grow a little bit and ask for help. Now, if she asks for help, she's going to have to humble herself, right? Because she's going to have to realize that, no, she can't do everything. So I discovered that day that Lukia knows three words. She looked over her shoulder and she said, help. So I picked up Lukia and I put her in a high chair. I mention this to you because this morning we saw a father who came up against a roadblock, right? He had this major problem and it was his son. And he had this opportunity. He could either grow or he could blame the apostles. He could either grow by seeking Christ and humbling himself, or he could continue to shrink and go further into despair. Today it's important for us to look at what this man did, to look at his choice and try to apply it to our own lives as well. So this morning's reading actually begins a little bit further than what we read today. Jesus comes down from the mountain, he sees all this commotion, and he goes to see what's going on, and he realizes that there was this young man who was ill and his father. So the father comes to Jesus and he tells Jesus what's going on, right? He tells him about his son. He tells him about all the problems that his son has. And then Jesus says, well, how long has he had this? And he continues to tell Jesus all of these different issues. This, my friends, is his problem, right? His problem, his major concern in life is that he has this child. He has a child that is sick. He has a child that is in need of help. And he's not sure where to go and how to do it anymore. The thing we have to think about is that we're in a similar situation. All of us have something that we're dealing with. All of us have a problem that we're struggling with. All of us have an obstacle, whatever it may be. Maybe it is a health issue. Maybe it's something we've realized about ourselves that we don't like, but we're not sure what we're supposed to do. Whatever it is, all of us, just like this man, have an opportunity. We all have an opportunity to grow. So the next thing he does is he looks at Jesus and he says to him, if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us. The Lord says to him, he kind of turns it around, right? And he says, if you can do anything, whoever believes and have faith, nothing can be impossible to him. And that is his opportunity. What is he going to do now? He can do one of two things. He can either continue to blame the apostles because they weren't able to do anything, or he can humble himself. He can humble himself before Christ and receive that which he needs. And we know what he says. He says, I believe. Help my unbelief. He doesn't end with the statement, I believe, but he continues. Every time I hear that, my heart skips a little bit because I know what that father was feeling. He was telling Jesus, I believe that you can do this, but it's hard for me. I believe that you can do this, but I'm afraid. I believe that you can do this, but I need your help to make sure that I can continue moving forward. And that is what Christ wants from all of us. That is the kind of faith he wants from us. A faith that is humble, a faith that knows that it is only in him and through him that we can ever overcome any of these various obstacles that are placed in front of us. But then Jesus gives us one more little lesson, how we can continue this. At the end of it, his disciples are talking to him, right? Because they're concerned. They're like, well, why couldn't we do this? Why were we unable to heal this little boy? And Jesus tells them, you can do it, but here's where you went wrong. This kind, he says, can only happen, he says, through prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Well, the same it is for us. If we're going to take these opportunities, if we're going to continue humbling ourselves before God, before Christ, then what we need to do is keep praying. We need to keep going to him. We need to keep remembering to put him in front, to make him the focus. And then we are to fast as well. Fasting removes things that are distractions from our lives so we can put our focus where it needs to be. This, my friends and my family in Christ, is exactly what we're in the middle of doing right now. We're in the middle of taking the opportunity to work on the things that are blocking us, to work on the things that we need help with. So we need to continue looking to Christ, praying to him, to continue doing our best to remove those things from our lives that might get in the way, to continue taking every opportunity to humble ourselves before him, telling him that yes, we believe, but it's hard. Yes, we believe, but sometimes it's a struggle. Yes, we certainly believe, but we, Lord, need your help. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.